to unincorporated areas of the county and does allow for exceptions. The measure will be addressed again at the end of May. The man killed last Saturday afternoon when he lost control of his vehicle and flipped it on Highway 101 has been identified. 74-year-old Thomas Wayne Powell of Cotati rolled his SUV near Hamilton Parkway in Novato. He was the only person in the vehicle at the time of the crash. In sports, the Warriors beat the Atlanta Hawks 134-112. They'll play the Sacramento Kings today. And Jim Harbaugh is returning to the NFL following his national championship with Michigan. He'll take over as head coach of the Chargers. And your forecast today, areas of dense fog early, otherwise sunny and nice for the afternoon with low 60s. Tonight's clear with more patchy dense fog by tomorrow morning. Lows in the 40s tomorrow, turning cloudy through the day. There is a chance of showers tomorrow night into early Saturday morning, then afternoon clearing on Saturday. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
The 2024 presidential primary election is almost here, and the Sonoma County Registrar of Voters has made it easier and more convenient for you to vote. The Voters Choice Act gives you more flexibility in choosing how, when, and where to cast your ballot. All active registered voters will receive a ballot in the mail. Fill it out and drop it in the mail, or place it in an official ballot drop box located throughout Sonoma County. If you prefer to vote in person, vote centers will be open starting Saturday, February 24th through Election Day, Tuesday, March 5th. All vote centers will have language assistance and accessible voting devices. Find official ballot drop box locations, vote center locations, and hours of operation in your voter information guide and on the Sonoma County Registrar of Voters website. Visit SoCoVotes.com. SoCoVotes.com. With more days and more ways to vote, you choose what works best for you.
Now, Redwood Credit Union brings you another Wolf Hometown Hero.
The word hero for Karen Alves was defined by duty and sacrifice. Karen's uncle killed on Okinawa in June 1945. Inspired by her uncle's sacrifice, Karen has worked tirelessly for many years to improve life in her hometown of Windsor. She was the founder and creator of the Charlie Brown Christmas Tree Grove, now grown to over 200 trees. She coordinated the construction of the Town Green Military Memorial Wall, a 20-year labor of love. Karen knows we can do great things when we work together with community members, leaders, businesses, and nonprofits. We now add Karen Alves to the ever-growing list of hometown heroes. If you would like to nominate our next hometown hero, go to thewolf.fm. And when you see the words Redwood Credit Union, for all that you love, let us know who your hero is so that we can give them the recognition they deserve.
2.7 The Wolf.
All right, gang, here we go. We are locked and loaded with another hour of America's Greatest Hits. I'm Rick Michaels, a little after 8 o'clock. Got some Cool in the Gang coming up, as well as Kenny Loggins, The Romantics, No Doubt, Brian Adams, Rick Astley, and Aerosmith. And we're going to rewind the year 1980, all coming up this hour on 102.7 The Wolf.
Sometimes I feel I've got to run away. Get away from the pain you drive into the heart of me. The love we share seems to go nowhere, and I've lost my light. For I toss and turn, I can't sleep at night. Once I ran to you, now I run from you. But I'm sorry, I don't pray that way. hurt me so. Now I'm gonna pack my things and go. Tainted love. So tenderly with the burning love that stings like a bee. And now that I'm surrounded so helplessly, you know I believe you wanna leave me.
Thank you. 102.7 The Wolf.
Time for another update on the commute. As you make your way in on this Thursday morning, we always give you traffic at the 15s and 45s. From the Burton's Bakery Traffic Center, here's Lisa Carr with the Wolf Traffic Watch.
Well, we don't have rain this morning, but we do have fog. Good morning, everyone. This report sponsored by eBay Motors. At times this morning, you will be driving into and out of very thick fog, down to a quarter mile visibility in some places. Right now, you're just putting along on northbound 101. From Santa Rosa Avenue to College Avenue, if you're heading downtown from Fulton, it's long, sluggish stretches from River Road into downtown. And heading out of Petaluma for Marin County, some improvement there on southbound 101, but still very slow from before San Antonio Creek getting into the Narrows. eBay Motors is here for the ride with the parts you need for the prices you want. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. I'm Lisa Carr, and that's your Wolf Traffic Watch on 102.7 The Wolf.
I was kissing Valentino by a crystal blue Italian street. Wines, 1980.
Three American nuns and a lay worker are killed in El Salvador. We are watching MASH and WKRP in Cincinnati on primetime. In Sonoma County, new manor homes in Santa Rosa with Texas-sized kitchens and tons of closet space are offered at $78,500. And if you were listening to the radio, you'll remember this as The Wolf Rewinds 1980.
Romantics at 102.7 The Wolf. I'm rocking Ricky Michaels. Did you hear about this? PETA is calling for Pucks and Tony Phil to be retired, and they're offering to replace him with a giant gold coin, which would be six more weeks of winter on one side and early spring on the other. A coin toss? No way.
You and me, we used to be together every day. That I'm losing my best friend. I can't believe this could be the end. It looks as though you're letting go.
time for the news on 102.7.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Thursday, January 25th. I'm Brent Hallin in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour. A very ambitious project will go before the City of Santa Rosa's Design Review Board tonight. Developers are hoping to build almost 800 housing units on a 35-acre parcel sandwiched between Lance Drive and Guerneville Road. It would include 672 apartments, 100 single-family residences, retail, parking, a clubhouse, and pools. Supporters note its location, close to Cottingtown, schools, and the SMART train. Opponents say the scope is too big. Lance Drive is a very narrow residential street, and traffic on Guerneville Road is already impacted. The Santa Rosa Police Department is trying a new tactic to try and